What if kittens played the glockenspiel? And what if unicorns were real? What if you could fly or travel back in time? We welcome you to What If World. What if world? This is What If World.
Hey there, folks. I'm Mr. Eric, and welcome back to What If World. What have you been wondering? I brought up a friend today. His name is Abacus P. Grumbler, and he is a wizard. Abacus, come on. Gosh, I thought I saw him here just a minute ago, but now all I see is a floating pointy hat, and a floating robe, and a floating wand. Abacus, where are you?
I'm right here, only I'm invisible.
Oh, wow. You're almost entirely invisible, except for your hat, your robe, and your wand. That's really impressive, Abacus.
No, I'm supposed to be entirely invisible, but...
Oh, well, you're almost there, so good job, Abacus.
I can do it. Let me just try again.
Invisibilia duda? Is that what you said? That doesn't really sound like a magic
word. I know what magic words are, and I just cast one, so clearly I am going to be invisible now.
Well, your robe, your hat, and your wand are invisible now.
Oh, wonderful. See? Works like a charm.
But that's all that's invisible, Abacus. You're basically standing in your underwear.
Oh, goodness. Oh, me. Well, that's a simple mix-up. I will do it again. Unseeability!
Oh, wow. Great. Now, Abacus, you're fully visible, so we can get on with the podcast, huh?
Well, I was supposed to be fully invisible that time, but I'm getting very close, as you can plainly see.
Yes, Abacus, you're getting really close. Congratulations. Keep working on it, buddy. I'm sure you'll get it.
Thank you, yes. Yeah, so, what am I doing here? You brought me out of What If World just to sit around and show you my wonderful magic?
No, Abacus, actually, I brought you here today so that you could ask a question, because that's what What If World needs to get started, right? It needs any kind of question, and then it'll turn that question into a story just for you.
Just for me?
Just for you.
Oh, how wonderful. I have a whopper of a question. What if I, Abacus P. Grundler, were to turn myself into a hamburger?
Into a hamburger? Really? That's what you want to know?
Yes. Well, because I oftentimes use magic mistakenly, and it's been a bit of a fear of mine. And I wonder if I were to turn into a hamburger, whether or not I'd be okay.
Oh, all right. Well, that makes a lot of sense. All right, What If World? Let's answer Abacus's question. Kids at home, when you hear this sound, that means we're all going to What If World together. I'll see you there. Once upon a time, there was a wizard named Abacus P. Grumbler. And he was an awfully grumbly wizard, as you might imagine.
Another day in my tower. Oh, with all these children I've got to teach magic to. Oh, why did I ever become a magic teacher?
He got up out of his bed and gave a good stretch.
What a good job!
He stretched out his arm a little too far, and he knocked down his magic lamp. Out of that lamp whizzed out blue smoke, and that smoke turned into a genie.
Hello, I am the genie of the lamp. What would you like?
What would I like? Is that your question?
No, I hadn't finished yet. I was going to ask, what would you like?
Oh, I know what I would like. I would like a hamburger, please. I'm very hungry.
You would like to be a hamburger. Very well. Your wish is my command.
Oh, no, wait. I didn't actually want to be a hamburger.
Your wish is my command. You should have let me finish the question. The question was, what would you like to be? You ought to be more careful what you wish for, Abacus.
And with that, the genie turned back into blue mist and whisked it away.
Oh, Well, this is not so bad. Ew, I'm squishier than I really wanted to be, but, well, I was an old wizard anyway, so I guess I was getting rather squishy in the first place. All right, well, time to put on my wizard hat and my wizard robe. Oh, dear. It's not quite fitting the way it used to.
His wizard robe ripped.
Well, that's quite all right. I mean, I'm a hamburger. I'll be fine.
So he walked down the stairs and went through the door into his classroom. Uh-oh. I thought he was going to go through the door into his classroom. But with his wide hamburger body, he just got stuck there. And all the kids looked at him. And they laughed up a storm. And Abacus just sat there, squirming himself through the doorway.
Class, this is just a demonstration today of how magic used improperly can be quite an inconvenience.
But fortunately, the grease from his hamburger patty helped him slide right through that door. And he sat down at his wizarding chair.
All right, class, let me see your homework. For your homework, you are all supposed to transmogrify 3 hard candies into 3 marshmallows. And then let's see how you did.
Mr. Grumbler?
That is Professor Wizard Grumbler to you.
Oh, yes, Professor Wizard Grumbler. I was just wondering, what happens if instead of turning hard candies into marshmallows, we ate them?
Oh, that was... You're right, I probably should have given you less of a delicious homework assignment. Who else here, ate their homework?
And one by one, all the hands in the class raised.
Oh, dear. All right, well, that's quite all right, because I happen to be a hamburger. So, your new homework is an in-class assignment. Please turn me, your teacher, back into a wizard.
And one by one, all the kids came up.
Okay, so, I know. Abracadabra.
Ow! What are you doing?
I'm just trying to turn you back in class homework assignment.
Excuse me. You do not eat your teacher. That is a very, very strict rule in my classroom. It's listed right up on the wall, see? Do not eat teacher. Do not eat magic wand. And also, don't turn yourself into food and then eat yourself. You see, it's very, very simple rules.
Oh, okay.
Just back to your chair, excuse me. Dear.
Who else thinks that they can heal the professor? For after all, healing is the highest form of magic. And another one of his students, a little mouse, raised his hand.
Ah, yes, Mr. Mouser, come on up here and give it your best shot.
Yes, okay, so I really know how I'm going to get you to be better.
Oh, that's delightful, because I'm fresh out of ideas. Do your best.
All right. Abracawilis.
Abracawilis? I'm not familiar with that spell.
And 4 wheels grew on all 4 sides of the hamburger bun.
What is this? Now I'm just a hamburger bun with wheels. How do you think that's going to make me better?
Oh, well, I think wheels make everything better. You see, if all the world had wheels, then we would be able to outrun the cats.
Yes, but then the cats would have wheels too, don't you see?
Well, I hadn't really thought of that. But anyway, you look really cool with wheels.
Oh, do I? That's just... That's besides the point. I know I look cool with wheels, but I want to be a human again. Can anyone in this classroom please turn me human?
And a little girl at the back of the class raised her hand. Professor?
Yes, ZZ, you think you have an idea?
Well, sort of. I actually don't think that any of us could turn you human again.
Oh, great. The voice of reason as usual. Thank you very much, ZZ.
I wasn't finished.
Oh, what do you mean? If none of you can turn me human, then off with you. You all get a failing mark in this class today, and I'll just go off on my own and see if I can find a potion or maybe a magical ketchup bottle that will turn me back.
Professor, I think maybe if we all try it together, that might do the trick.
Oh, you mean all of the students using all of their magic?
Yes, Professor. Maybe even you could use your magic too?
But my magic's a little bit off sometimes. It's very superior to the magic of a child, but...
Professor, it's okay. We all make mistakes sometimes. But maybe if we all work together, we can fix it.
All right. Let's give it a shot.
And all the students stood and raised their wands high.
All right, class, repeat after me. Ketchup Kaham and Focus Frankfurger. Turn this teacher back from a hamburger.
Ketchup, Kazam, and Focus Frankfurter. Turn this teacher back from a hamburger.
And they all chanted together, and Abacus joined in with them again. And in a swirl of ketchup, mustard, pickles, and melted cheddar cheese,
Abacus P. Grumbler was back.
Oh, look at me. I'm not a hamburger anymore. Oh, class, you did such a wonderful job. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank you. Oh, you're all getting A++++'s today. My goodness.
ZZ, you deserve the highest grade of all, for it was your idea to have us work together.
Well, yeah, it's... just seemed like common sense to me.
Well, apparently, common sense isn't all that common these days.
Well done, ZZ, and well done, class.
All right, I've got a genie that I need to have some very serious words with.
Oh, and class, if you ever encounter a genie in a puff of blue smoke, don't make any wishes with him, all right? That's just a warning.
So Abacus went back to teaching his class. Sometimes they would practice spells on their own, and whenever they got to a really tricky one, they'd try working together, teaching each other. And I'll tell you what, that class went a lot better.
And when you hear that sound, folks, if you hadn't already figured it out, it means the story's over and you're back here with me in the studio. I hope you all had a fun time today. Abacus, did you like your story?
Oh, it was wonderful. It's lovely that you and What If World can tell any sort of story. Gosh, I've got all sorts of ideas about different stories I want to hear.
I know, Abacus, but you've got to wait till next week.
Oh, dear. Maybe I can cast a spell that'll make it next week right now.
Abacus, please just... no more magic for today, okay?
All right, fine.
I'd like to thank Karen Marshall, my editor and producer, as well as Craig Martinson, who wrote our awesome theme. Until we meet again,
keep wondering.
Gilbert House Children's Museum supports ICANN Radio with 20 hands-on exhibits located in 5 historic houses of Salem. We provide the opportunity for children to learn through creative play and discovery. For more information, visit acgilbert.org.